address the young people first. Now, I want a couple of you to read from the Bible for me. I'm going to read something, Shanine. That's you up a way, isn't it? Eh? That's how the Lord works with us sometimes. Would you read for me, please, Matthew 21 and verse 22. Matthew 21 and verse 22. And Naomi, would you read for me Hebrews 11 and verse 1. Hebrews 11 and verse 1. There we go. All right, Shanine, have you got it?
Yeah.
All right, you read that for us, please.
Seven things
you
ask in prayer,
may they be received. Amen. And
now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped
for,
the evidence of things
not seen. Right. Okay. Now I want you to think about those two verses, because there's a great connection with them. Great connection. Now, what is the first verse in Matthew? What is that telling us? Any idea what it's telling us? What is it all about? Huh? What is it telling us? It's quite easy. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive. What's it telling us? Any idea?
If we ask something from the Lord, wholeheartedly, He won't deny us.
He won't deny us. So Joel's used the word wholeheartedly. Right, that's interesting. Interesting. Any other thoughts about that? Any other thoughts? Right, well, let's get a connection with that. Let's go to Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What is faith? What is faith?
Something that keeps you going, that everyone else would take in.
Right, yes. Elizabeth?
Being sure of things that we hope for.
Being sure of things that we hope for. Right, so how are we assured? We've got to be assured. Do you know what the word means to be assured? To be convinced. What convinces us to believe? There has to be something that convinces us to believe. Any idea what convinces us to believe? Joe?
And the Lord, and He'd say that He'll come back again and give us all eternal life.
He would give us eternal life, right? Well, what about these Bibles that you hold? Have you ever read any promises in these Bibles? In actual fact, from Genesis to Revelation, it's absolutely filled with promises. Amen. Now, these promises, do you believe them?
Yes.
Do you believe them? Now, don't say yes because you're here in the meeting and you're nodding your head because you think you're I better keep the pastor quiet and happy. If you don't believe them, I love honesty. If you don't believe them, either nod your head you do or you don't. Right, well, I've got a few heads nodding. You do believe. Now, these promises are to convince you that God is what? That God is...
Real,
did you say? Yeah. What else is He?
Faithful.
That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear that word faithful. Actually, faith means God is faithful. So, when you pray, you believe those promises that you read in the Bible, and you believe God is faithful to answer them. Okay? Now, you can't pray against the promises of God. For example, would God answer your prayer if you've got somebody at school whom you don't like And you pray to God that God will remove them from school because I don't like them. Now, is God going to answer that prayer? Huh? I'm seeing some no's there. Well, tell me, why isn't God going to answer that prayer? Yes, George.
Because in the Bible it says, love thy neighbour as thyself. And so if you're hating someone, or basically hating yourself, and also it says, if you hate someone, you're not supposed to hate anyone. You're supposed to love them and pray for them if you love.
Actually, the Bible says if you hate someone, then you hate God as well. Right. So there we are. The Bible says to love our neighbours, so we can pray wrong. Now you can believe that prayer or think you're believing, but God isn't going to answer it because it's against the word of God. And that is why I want you next week to go away and start to look up in your Bibles some promises that God has made. And next week, I want you to come back and I want you to share those promises or some of those promises that God has revealed. Now, it doesn't matter if they conflict, you know, you've all sort of seen the same. But I want you to go away and I want you to find out what God says he will promise you. Because if you look and you see and you believe, then as we've read in Matthew 21, you can ask and God will give it. So, I want you to go away and look at some of these promises. And ask God to show you these promises. And I tell you, if you believe, you're going to see hundreds and hundreds of promises. You really are. Come back next time with one or two of those promises that you have seen that God says is for you. Not just for the pastor or mum and dad or maybe somebody who's older in the faith. God's made those promises to you, and it's on the basis of believing them. All right? Okay.